Suzanne, we were touching on your experience being a forecaster in the past. Could you talk generally about how does NSSL's research benefit forecasters?
Well, that's the nice thing with Severe Storms Lab is we've always been extremely focused on what we're developing inside of the lab and then how it will impact services to United States citizens. And in that link, of course, naturally, is forecasters and hydrologists. And so through our field experiments, field research in tornadoes, we've had a very good track record with that. Inside of the National Weather Center now also offers us tremendous opportunities. A lot of people aren't aware that inside of the National Weather Center here, we have operational and researchers sitting right across the room from each other. We can bring people in, we can have students come in, and it's a tremendous learning opportunity because what we can see here with our high resolution modeling, what we can see here with our high resolution precipitation estimation, we can just open a door and talk to a forecaster and go, did that help you in any way, or did we just totally miss the mark? And it's that dynamic feedback and that assessment method that really helps us focus our research to realize, are we on the right track? Will this really add any value to what we are currently doing? And so I think that that is a very big fundamental issue of why the National Severe Storms Lab, Storm Prediction Center, the forecast offices in Southern Region have been so successful in reducing tornado fatalities, lightning fatalities. We have an absolutely world-class lightning research program here in partnership with the University of Oklahoma. And we're trying to translate that track record of success into what we are developing inside of our storm scale precipitation measurements and also our storm scale hydrologic modeling in concert with Office of Hydrologic Development. We are going to use that model of success for what we're going to do in precipitation and rainfall.